And today's last word in business is Portraits of the Artist. Andy Warhol was the star at several art auctions this week in New York. Dozens of his works went on the block and fetched, as always, eye-popping prices. A portrait of the late actress Liz Taylor went for $27 million. A self-portrait of Andy Warhol sold for $27.5 million. And yet another Warhol self-portrait, a series of blue silk screen panels, sold for more than $38 million. I've seen one of these self-portraits. It shows Andy Warhol in several different poses. He's wearing sunglasses. His tie is loosened. He looks like Uncle Duke from Doonesbury. $38 million may sound like a big sum, but it's not a bad investment when you think of how the work has appreciated in value over time. According to Forbes, the work was originally commissioned in 1963 by a Detroit art collector who bought it for $1,600. That's the business news produced by Jessica Smith. It's part of Morning Edition from NPR News, produced by Nicole Beemsterboer. Our senior producers are Tom Bullock, Cindy Carpian, Barry Gordimer, and Jim Wildman. Our senior supervising producers are Kara Tallow and Tracy Wall. Our executive producer is Madeline Kasicka, and the executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.